the only kid with red hair in my class, and everyone made fun of me. They even started calling me Carrot Top.
They shouldn't have done that. Your red hair is part of what makes you special. Is there something about your body you wish you could change? I'm Zach, and this is listener-supported Keys for Kids. You know, God made every single person on earth completely different. Sometimes other kids might try to make you feel bad about looking different in some way, like having red hair. But God made you like that, and He loves you. You don't have to change how you look just to make other people happy. Like Psalm 139 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And now for our story today. It's entitled, One-of-a-Kind Masterpiece. When Emmalyn got home from school, she went straight to her room, flopped face first on her bed, and began to cry. Soon there was a knock at her door. Emmalyn, it's Mom. Can I come in? Emmalyn managed to let out a muffled yes, and Mom came in and sat down on the bed. What's wrong? Mom asked. Emmalyn sniffled. Judson noticed that I'm the only one with red hair in our class. He made jokes about redheads all day and even got the other kids to call me Carrot Top. She wiped the tears from her eyes. Can I dye my hair a different color, Mom? Please? Mom was silent as she stared at Emmalyn's bedroom wall. Emmalyn had a very special bedroom wall. Last summer, her uncle had come and helped her paint a mural of a tropical scene on it. Well, Mom finally said, I guess we'll have to go to the store and pick up some hair dye. While we're at it, we should pick up a gallon of white paint to cover up your mural. What? Emmalyn looked shocked. Why? Uncle Joe and I worked hard on that, and it turned out really well. It's a one-of-a-kind masterpiece. Well, you want to change your hair so you can be just like your classmates, and I know none of them have a bedroom wall like yours, said Mom. So we should get rid of that, too. Emmalyn stared at her mom for a few moments before she finally understood. Oh, I get it. You're trying to tell me that I'm a one-of-a-kind masterpiece, just like the mural on my wall. That's exactly right, said Mom. God made you the way you are, and He loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus to die for you. And He created you to show His love to others in your own unique way. So don't try to change yourself just to make other people happy. You're beautiful just the way you are because you belong to Jesus. Mom gave Emmalyn a tight hug, and Emmalyn smiled as she looked at the mural on her wall and thought of herself as God's masterpiece. Well, how about you? Has anyone ever made fun of you for the way you look? It hurts when that happens, but remember, God made you the way you are, and He loves you. He made you for a special purpose, to know Jesus and share Him with others in your own unique way. Your beauty doesn't depend on other people's opinions about how you look. You're beautiful because you know Jesus. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 10.
For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
And our key thought for today, you are God's masterpiece. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others for generations to come. With your monthly donation to Keys for Kids, you'll help spread the good news around the world and provide daily devotionals to encourage children in their walk with Christ. Sam and Kelly share, the devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. God has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids. We need your help to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5 to provide great devotionals for kids. Go to keysforkids.net and click on Donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.